Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for our listeners that are just starting out learning Spanish. And in this case, we are going to buy dinnerware.
That's right. And we want to welcome to all of our iTunes users. You should come to the website. There are sample lessons of other levels, so you can try them all out. So we're going to buy dinnerware. And the keyword for today is vajilla.
Vajilla.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why you laugh?
Every time I hear this word, it's always similar or close to another Spanish word that has nothing to do with dinnerware. But we won't get into that right now.
Let's just listen to the dialogue.
All right.
Dialogue, first time.
¿A dónde vas?
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
¿Ya sabes qué?
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
¡Qué buena idea!
Second time.
¿A dónde vas?
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
¿Ya sabes qué?
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
¡Qué buena idea!
Third time.
¿A dónde vas?
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
¿Ya sabes qué?
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
¡Qué buena idea!
All right, we're back, and now what we're going to do is go with a line-by-line translation with Liliana.
¿A dónde vas?
Where are you going?
¿A dónde vas?
Where are you going?
¿A dónde vas? A comprar el regalo de mamá.
To buy mom's gift.
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
To buy a gift for mom.
A comprar el regalo de mamá. ¿Ya sabes qué?
Do you know what?
¿Ya sabes qué?
Do you already know what you're gonna get her?
¿Ya sabes qué? Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
Yes, porcelain dinnerware.
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
Yeah, porcelain dinnerware.
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana. ¡Qué buena idea!
What a good idea.
¡Qué buena idea!
Great idea.
¡Qué buena idea!
All right, so why don't we go back to the first line? Let's take a closer look at each and every word. ¿A dónde vas? Okay, so as you notice here, you have a, dónde, separate. You may have seen it together before, ¿a dónde?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But in this case, it's separate.
Well, it is separate because whenever you say, I'm going to, that to, it's an a, okay? In Spanish, you say, voy a el baño. So, you begin with a, ¿dónde vas? So, you need to use that a, right?
Okay. So, it would basically be, to where are you going?
Exacto. So, ¿a dónde vas? ¿Dónde is where? Vas is the verb ir, which is in the second person singular, okay? Which is to go.
To go. So where are you going?
Exactly. And then the person answers, a comprar el regalo de mamá.
So again, you see the a, which is the response to why you ask with the a in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going? To buy a gift for mom.
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
So, comprar is the verb there.
To buy, comprar.
Comprar, and it's in the first person singular in the present form. And gift, el regalo, the gift.
Yes, masculine.
Masculine, right? The gift of mom would be the literal translation of this. To buy the gift of mom. A comprar el regalo de mamá. All right, and moving on to the third line.
¿Ya sabes qué?
Now, this is a question.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we start with ya?
Ya is the adverb already. Do you already know what are you going to buy? That's basically the question in English. But in Spanish, you say ya already sabes is the verb saber. So do you know? Okay, tú sabes qué. Qué is the question, what. So that's why you have a little accent on the e. Mm-hmm. Ya sabes qué.
So, do you already know what? And the person answers, yes.
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
So you can see before vajilla, we have una, which makes it countable. It's giving you the quantity, right?
One.
Mm-hmm. One porcelain dinnerware. So, but obviously you think porcelain dinnerware is not countable, but we're talking about a set, right?
Yes. Vajilla, it's the dinner set. And what kind of vajilla, you have to describe it. So, a porcelain one.
Mm-hmm.
A porcelain one. So, de porcelana.
So, it's made of porcelain. De mm-hmm. porcelana.
Sí.
Okay, very good. And that's our key word, right? Vajilla, which is dinnerware or dinner set.
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, great, good idea.
Qué buena idea.
Now, take it as a chunk, right?
Yes.
Qué buena idea. What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we took a look at every single word there. We kind of broke it down for you. We have a couple of phrases that you have to take as chunks. Why don't we go back and listen to the dialogue again?
Dialogue, first time.
¿A dónde vas?
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
¿Ya sabes qué?
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
¡Qué buena idea!
Second time.
¿A dónde vas?
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
¿Ya sabes qué?
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
¡Qué buena idea!
Third time.
¿A dónde vas?
A comprar el regalo de mamá.
¿Ya sabes qué?
Sí, una vajilla de porcelana.
¡Qué buena idea!
All right, we're back. Now, when we were talking about where are you going and the person said to buy a gift from mom, we kind of, in Spanish, you can omit the I'm going to, which mm-hmm. would mean, which would be...
Voy a.
Voy a. So he's going to buy the gift from mom. Voy a comprar el regalo de mamá. Why don't you give us a couple of more examples with voy a.
Voy a dormir temprano.
I'm going to sleep early.
Voy a comer un sándwich.
I'm going to eat a sandwich.
Voy a beber una cerveza.
I'm going to drink a beer.
Voy a beber un martini.
I'm going to drink a martini. Is that all you're going to do? You're just going to drink, sleep, and that's it.
That's all I want right now.
So those are examples of things you are going to do. And talking about dinnerware, vajilla, what would you call the different sets? For example, what would be a spoon?
Cuchara.
What would be a fork?
Tenedor.
Tenedor. What would be a knife?
Cuchillo.
What about a plate?
Plato.
What about a bowl for like your soup, maybe?
Plato hondo.
Plato hondo. Okay. And lastly, what about a cup?
Taza.
Taza. All right, so those are the basic components of dinnerware, and that's basically all the time we have for today. If you guys have any questions, any doubts, or you want to know any more specific words about dinnerware, why don't you come to the website, SpanishPod.com, and we'll see you guys there.
Bye. See you next time.